I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon if you missed any of today's show, the special show about giving back. If you're listening and want to call in, you're welcome to at 866-564-1290 or email me at bruce@brucesallen. That's bruceandsallen.com. Again, you can also tweet at Bruce Allen. I really want to thank you for joining us today on the Bruce Allen Show. Today we discussed that giving back to the world is not only helping the world, modeling great behavior for your children, but giving yourself something of incredible value. We are looking for an insurance company and a law firm to join our sponsor team for family insurance matters and family legal matters. If you feel your company or firm would fit with our show's demographic of families and their needs, we'd love to hear from you. You must have someone that can speak moderately intelligibly if you're to guest on these additional segments for our show. If you believe you're such a match, please contact the station at 805-564-1290 or contact me directly at bruce@brucesallen.com. I haven't shared much about myself in a long time, so for new listeners, I want to give you a little bit of my background. I consider myself the layman expert. I don't preach about it. I don't have any degrees. I've lived it, and I talk about my own experiences. In my writing, more often than not, I am talking about the things I've learned from the mistakes I've made. And I think that's what makes what I talk about and what I write about relatable to so many people. I used to be in showbiz. I worked in the television business for 25 years. I produced a lot of TV movies, met a lot of people, had a lot of fun, made a good living. And then I retired about 11 years ago when I was about, I won't tell you exactly how old I was. I was in my 40s, let's say that. My boys were very young. My then wife was not much into being a mom, and I wanted my kids to have a full-time parent. And I became a stay-at-home dad. The marriage did not last. I got divorced, and sadly, my boy's mother ended up abandoning the town and the boys, and I raised the boys alone for several years. And it was a very fulfilling experience while also very difficult, and it provided me with the material that I then later developed into my writing and this show. I married again the end of last year, which means I'm coming up to my second year anniversary, and learned about all the intricacies of blending a family. Though my second wife, Debbie, who I love dearly, did not have children, she did have a very difficult dog, and we were able to integrate the dog into our family along with my already existing two dogs, and she has become an incredible step-parent to my two boys. I began writing because I felt very alone as a dad out there in the parenting world. I was often ignored or just treated politely at the school events that I would attend, and my efforts to become an active participant in the school parent groups were really more or less rebuffed by the moms, and it was like they didn't know what to do with a man in their midst, and I felt the need to, I don't know, put it out there that parents can be honestly and truly of both genders. The next week's topic will be a Jew in church. How is that for giving you a little clue? My A Dad's Point of View column, as a reminder, is published each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press right there on page 2. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call. You can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. And third, the man who makes me look good on the video feed, Dylan Haley, behind-the-scenes technical genius, and of course the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this great opportunity to make a fool of myself. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now. Father, give